Yeah, very supportive of what the Taoiseach is proposing to bring forward. However, I'm concerned that it doesn't go far enough. The initial phase that the Taoiseach is proposing to come in will apply to towns with populations of over 4,000 people, and following that to towns with populations over 2,000 people. I represent the Milford electoral area. If those proposals went ahead as they stand, not one town or village in the Milford electoral area would be affected by them. Today I gave an example of Milford Main Street, which is not a very long main street. There's 25 vacant and derelict buildings on that street alone, and I believe that there are ample opportunities out there for property owners to avail of grants in order to do up buildings and put them on the market, either for sale or for rent. That's not working for everyone, obviously, so we have an awful lot of carrot, but we need more stick. And I have said that on a number of occasions in relation to this, because vacancy and dereliction are very important issues that people care about in their communities.
And the council have now decided to write a letter to the Taoiseach outlining these things. Do you think that's a good approach to this now?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that the Taoiseach, along with his colleagues, will be working on the budget between now and October. And I think it's very important that local authorities like ours have as much input to that process as possible. And suggesting that, and welcoming the Taoiseach's suggestion, or the Taoiseach's suggestion, and bearing in mind that unanimous support in there today, every councillor in Donegal County Council wants to see vacancy and dereliction tackled, and while the Taoiseach's proposals are welcome, they just need to go further than currently planned.
And you mentioned the support from councillors. It was seconded by Councillor Jimmy Brogan, who also suggested that an audit or account going town by town laying out how many derelict properties could be a good idea. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea. It's something that we have called for at MD level before. I think the council's approach to auditing vacant and derelict buildings is probably different to how I would do it, and that they try to establish ownership. They write for confirmation. They wait to see if they have a response or not. But you can walk down any street in any town and village across Donegal, and you're able to count very quickly how many vacant and derelict buildings there are that aren't currently in use. And I think there was another suggestion in Chamber today that, you know, partnering with local community groups and community development associations to conduct that counting and that audit could speed that process up a lot more, so that we have a good idea of what actually the scale of the problem that we're dealing with.